Good morning, everyone. We're continuing and hopefully finishing today to talk about the beracha, Birkat HaIlanot. We've addressed many of the issues with regards to this beracha. One last one is with regards to the day of the week on which Birkat HaIlanot could or should be said. As Birkat HaIlanot, of course, on any day of the week, days would be okay. What about on Shabbat or on Yom Tov? In Kafa Chaim Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer, there in Siman Resh Kaf Vav, in Sa'if Katan Dalet, he makes the following bold statement, initially quoting from the book Mu'ed Lekol Chayv Rabbi Chaim Palachi. He writes, B'Shabbat V'Yom Tov, En Levarech Birkat HaIlanot. You should not say this Beracha Birkat HaIlanot on Shabbat or Yom Tov, but why not? Shemeh Yetaltel HaIlanot, O Yikach Bi'ado HaPerachim Lahariach Bahem, O because what might end up happening, maybe even inadvertently, is that the person who's making the beracha will pull down a branch, will pick off a flower, will take something off of the tree. He writes this from Mu'ed Lekol Chayv. He continues, Kafa Chaim himself, and adds another reason why maybe it would be asur. V'nir'ah ledivrei ha-mekubalim. He says, and furthermore, according to the words of the Jewish mystics, shekatfu she'al yedei beracha zo mevarer nisosei ha-kidusha min ha-someach. He says, according to the Jewish mystics, what a person effectuates in making Birkat HaIlanot is that they separate the holy sparks from the essence of this tree. Yesh od isur nosaf de borer. It might be one of the 39 melachot known as borer, which of course is separating. Ve'alken, and therefore asur levarech beracha zo b'Shabbat v'Yom Tov, v'chen amad davar, he says, and this is in fact the practice, you shouldn't make this beracha on Shabbat or Yom Tov. Addressing each of his issues, Chacham Avadia Yosef in She'elot u'Teshubot Yehavedat, Chelek Alef Siman Bet, initially begins with a Gemara in Masechet Sukkah and Daf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara over there distinguishes, Amar Rabba, Hadas ba mechubar mutar lehariach bo. Etrog ba mechubar asur lehariach bo. Rabba's statement, it's nifsak lehalacha, in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Lamed Vav, is to distinguish, to differentiate. If you're coming to smell a hadas, something that just grows but isn't a fruit, hadas being one of many examples, it's permitted to do so on Shabbat or Yom Tov. If you're doing so to a etrog, or by extension any other fruit, it would be prohibited. My ta'ama, what's the reason to distinguish? Answers, Rabba, hadas de lehariach ka'e isharet le la'ate lemigzie. He says, when it comes to a hadas, its purpose when it's in the ground is to smell from it. Nobody's eating from a hadas. As a result, permitting to smell from it won't bring a person to cutting it off, which of course would be a melacha on Shabbat. That's in contrast to an etrog. Etrog, the purpose is not just to smell it. You might smell it, which will inspire you to take it off and then eat from it. Etrog de la achila ka'e isharit le'ate le'migziyeh. If a person is permitted, the rabbi said, to smell from the etrog or any other fruit on Shabbat or Yom Tov, you might come to cut it off and be over on that isur kosir. Which means to say, ultimately speaking, that the halacha is, says the Gemara, says Shulchan Aruch, that we distinguish between fruits and everything else. When it comes to fruits, you're not allowed to smell them when they're connected to the ground. When it comes to anything else, it's permitted. Says Chacham Ovadia Yosef, when I'm dealing even with a fruit tree, the only way to be making the beracha Birkat HaIlanot is prior to the fruits coming forth. Well, if it's prior to the fruits coming forth, then the Gemara explicitly, Shulchan Aruch, follows in turn as well, as do all the poskim, say that it's permitted. There's no gezerah, even midrabbanan, there's no gate even from the rabbis. With regards to the issues and the fears of Mu'ed Lekol Chayv, Chacham Ovadia Yosef very clearly dispels of any such notion. What about the Kabbalistic notion of there being a problem of borer? Chacham Ovadia Yosef addresses this in a footnote and points out, and he later in his Chazon Ovadia in Hilchot Pesach cites it furthermore from Ben Ish Chai from Yosef Chaim of Baghdad in several places, that we're confusing spiritual borer and physical borer. When it comes to the physical, this world activities, so for the Mishkan, there was a melacha known as borer, which was done. They separated things that they needed from things that they didn't need. Or better yet, things that they didn't need from the things that they did need. When I'm dealing with spiritual borer, when I'm dealing with separating sparks of holiness, you wouldn't effectively argue that there's an isur on Shabbat to do so. And that's his argument and his angle on this matter. He's followed by many in permitting with regards to this matter. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer himself addresses Chacham Avadia Yosef, quotes in his Kitvei Yad, in his handwritten Teshubot, Be'er Mayim Chaim, he addresses, is prayer permitted on Shabbat? It's a crazy question. He says prayer for the Mikubalim as well entails a certain separation between positive sparks and negative ones. And of course, he has to weasel his way out of that, arguing on the one hand, Birkat HaIlanot is forbidden, but prayers in general are permitted. Chacham Avadia Yosef instead has an approach in which both, of course, are permitted. Argues Chacham Avadia Yosef further that Rabbi Chaim Palachi himself, the individual, the rabbi who Kafa Chaim is citing as saying you shouldn't do it on Shabbat or Yom Tov, who's really dealing with what was being practiced in his day in Kushta and trying to say that you shouldn't be doing so, he himself in his book Lev Chaim disagreed with himself. He contradicts his own words, because over there he quotes from a midrash. The midrash in Bereshit Rabbah has the following one line: Ma'aseh b'chasid echad, there was a pious person, shi'asah lekarmo b'shabbat, he went out to his vineyard on Shabbat, v'ra'a olala ahat, and he saw one vine, which I guess looked delicious with regards to looking at the grapes on it, ubirech aleha, and he made a beracha on it. The Mefarshim said he made a beracha of shehiyanu, but for our purposes, as Chacham Avadia Yosef writes Rabbi Chaim Palachi himself, it means you can make a beracha after looking at the tree, and as a result, there is no distinction between Shabbat and Yom Tov with regards to this beracha, so much so that Chacham Avadia Yosef himself attests to his own practice. He writes in his Chazon of Vadyan Hilchot Pesach, in the footnote, at the very end of the footnote, he writes that in Tafshin Nun He, what's that, 1995, Rosh Chodesh of Nisan, when he tried to be makpi to ideally zirizim makdimin lemitzvot, or the first opportunity to make the beracha of Berkat HaIlanot fell out on Shabbat, he had zirizim makdimin lemitzvot together with Berov Am Hadrat Melech, he brought a group of people he was with to make the Berkat HaIlanot on Shabbat, so he himself made it on Shabbat. It's likewise quoted in the book Orchot Rabbeinu that the Stipler Gaon made Berkat HaIlanot on Shabbat, and it is as well in the book Halichot Shlomo that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach used to, I guess, sometimes make the Birkat HaIlanot on Shabbat. Lastly, it should be noted that in the book Teshubot Ve'anagot, Teshubot Ve'anagot, as I mentioned in the past, is written by Rabbi Moshe Sternbuch. He should live and be well. Ad Me'av Ve'Isrim in Chelek Aleph in Siman Kof Tzadik Gimel. He weighs in on this matter as well. He first and foremost suggests that maybe some of the noise with regards to making the beracha on Shabbat arose similar to the issue of saying tashlich on Shabbat. In other words, the fear is that people would carry the sidurim. That was specifically maybe the background. That's what he postulates, what he hypothesizes. He says maybe in the past, the reason this issue really came up after the fact, they were looking for different reasons, was because there was a fear of carrying the sidurim. Of course, that in our day, either you have an eruv or if you don't, generally speaking, Jews leave signs up at the home. You wouldn't have to carry a sidur in order to do so. He continues and he writes that the minhag hayom is levarech. That's what he writes at the very least in the Ashkenazic world. Nitpasheta minhag, to make the beracha. He goes further and makes the argument that it's ideal to make the beracha even on Shabbat or Yom Tov, because he says if Shabbat or Yom Tov is the first day on which you're seeing the ilanot specifically, otherwise why are you looking specifically to do it on Shabbat? Says if Shabbat or Yom Tov is the first time you're seeing it, you might recall yesterday we mentioned Mishnah Berurah has a safek. Maybe if you already saw the trees and didn't make the beracha, you can't go back and make the beracha afterwards. It's true, Mishnah Berurah is lenient on this matter. But in order to get out of any safek berachot, so make the beracha bracha on Shabbat, it is as well mentioned in another book, and the poskim mentioned that the aderet used to be makpid specifically to make the bracha on Shabbat. After all, the Gemara says in Masechet Berachot, we're supposed to strive to say 100 berachot every day. If you're supposed to say 100 berachot every day, and Shabbat is more difficult to make those berachot. Amidah has many less berachot every single time we do Shemoneh Esrei. We don't do 19 berachot. We just have 7 berachot. Well, you added a beracha by specifically choosing to do Birkat HaIlanot on Shabbat. When all the dust settles, all the ins and outs with regards to this issue, although Kaf HaChaim, although Rabbi Chaim Palachi in one place forbade strictly saying Birkat HaIlanot on Shabbat or Yom Tov, the vast majority of poskim not only permit, many even suggest that it's ideal, certainly if that'll be the time that you'll be with many others, or if it's your first opportunity to do so, to make the Birkat HaIlanot on Shabbat or Yom Tov. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen ve'amen.